Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
Cool. Let's say hello to the very swaggy jaggy Stevie French.
Swaggy Jaggy.
I also feel the same way.
Swaggy Jaggy, yeah.
How old are you?
Are you like...
What? Are you in... What?
Swaggy Jaggy, really?
Sorry?
Is that like... Now, let me tell you a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Already singing.
I can take a minute, just sit right there, tell you how I became the prince of a town. Are we
going
to go through all the way through the song? Because we can. Piers, I'm sorry. Sis is not sitting in her chair, and I'm like,
I'm just confused and disturbed.
Let me finish introducing everybody, okay?
Why?
That's Stevie French over there, the one that sings all the time. She breaks, in fact,
beautifully,
wonderfully. I wonder how much singing you could get in between now and
please don't. I hear a challenge coming on.
That's Stevie French. What's happening, sis?
Guys, oh my goodness, much has gone on today.
I was just saying hi, okay, yeah, what's wrong?
You know, I'd like introduce everyone, then I'll tell you about my life.
Okay, I got one person to introduce left here, a very, very cool guest we have hanging out on the ladies' round table, Iman Mkwanazi.
You were a little bit intimidated by her, but just give it time. Like, we'll bring her down to size.
No, she is so impressive. She is a BSc graduate, an entrepreneur, blogger, model, creative director, influencer, and speaker. She's really, really cool. You're the creative director and contributor for a magazine called Mad Mash.
An application called Mad Mash.
Interesting. You're just really impressive. There's so much.
Thank you.
I see things like Forbes Woman Africa here, like
you're
littered
so
in and
sweet.
Out. Okay. And now, Cersei, you can continue that train of thought.
How do I continue after that?
Like, just go, like, he never interrupted you.
I feel like I need to introduce myself better. Anyway, so, today was a busy day, right? I woke up, had a meeting at like 7. So I had breakfast in the car. Got to the meeting.
How does that work? What breakfast did you eat in the car?
Oats.
I eat oats in the car. It's totally doable, guys.
In a cup.
Okay.
So you mix everything, then you have your breakfast.
You were drinking and driving?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, basically.
But like legally.
Yeah.
But lark. Yeah. I think that's the first time I've ever heard her say lark, eh?
What's going on now? Oh my gosh. Kat was gossiping, guys. I was just like, what is that? What's going on? Oh my goodness. Okay,
what
sorry.
What did that bitch
yes,
say?
We plugged Cersei into the car. I'm actually going to unplug you from the car.
Yeah, please. It's distracting.
Yeah, she can have my plug.
It's so distracting. Okay. I'm normal now. Okay,
anyway. Kat was just saying I needed to raise your levels. That's all on your microphone.
Did you see my face?
That's
I'm like,
all.
Wait.
You're like,
whoa.
What's going on?
Whoa. Anyway, so I had breakfast in the car. Had a meeting. Straight after that, went into another meeting. Then went into a press conference. Then ran a campaign. Then had another meeting. And by the time like I caught onto my day, the day was done. And I had to come here. And I hadn't eaten. So I went and I got food. And I was driving in the car on a telecon. Having a meeting, eating, texting because I'm running a campaign and trying to get to Cliff Central. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, like life is just so on the go. And I don't think that I'm the only person that's
hashtag
going through
distracted
this.
Driving.
That's
no,
true.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's very bad. But then life has to go on. And I feel like it's just like Joburg living, guys. We're constantly doing things and life is just like on the go. And I've had like a full day today. So I'm spent for the day.
Iman,
yeah,
your
have
day?
Have a soft fruity gum.
Yeah, have a soft fruity gum. Iman, your
so
day
awesome.
Thus far, has
My
it been
day.
As complicated?
No, actually. I woke up at like 10.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Lovely. I know. But then...
She is fasting, so she's allowed.
Yeah,
did
I am
you wake
fasting.
Up before that to have breakfast?
Yes, I did at like 5.
Yeah.
And then...
Although these
I
days
thought...
you can really wake up at like 7 and have breakfast because it's still dark.
No.
Wow, Stevie.
You can.
No, it's a no from me.
Why?
Because you have to wake up at 5:30. 5, actually.
I thought it was just...
Because
is it Ramadan?
Yeah, it's Ramadan.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just before the sunrise.
Sunrise, before the sunrise. Sunrise is at 5:30. So you can only eat up until like 5:26.
It's like full on dark. It's 5:30. Who are you trying to play?
Like, honestly, that's how it's
winter
been.
In Joburg.
I know. But it's been in Cape Town because I was in Cape Town for like
Little
a month. I was in Cape Town for a month and it was cold. It was cold. Like it was horrible. I had to come back home. I had to like make a decision and be like, I'm out. Peace. I'll see you guys in August. But then, yeah, today I did nothing but go to SARS. And
oh, jeez, that's a ball ache.
No, actually, guys, I spent 5 minutes.
Really?
Literally. It wasn't that bad. And then, yeah, I just had to file a tax clearance.
Okay, so not a bad day. Stevie, thus far?
Thus far, I had a little bit of a... I only got home from Cape Town yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Yeah.
It's cold.
I love this. This is really like we're just catching up. Like, yeah. How's your kids' days been?
Yeah, this is like my favorite day of the week.
So it's just catching up, sending some emails. I signed a contract today.
That's my girl.
Uh-huh. Send out a couple of invoices.
That's my.
And I got some takeaway sushi from P&P on Nickel, and I felt hella bougie sitting in the studio.
I don't like sushi from there.
No, I really do. Like, I think it's the best takeaway sushi, because takeaway sushi is a bit like Fanta, I think.
I can't believe you.
Fanta's like the best drink on earth.
Oh!
Calm down.
Fanta Orange is the best drink on earth.
Calm down.
Cat, is wrong?
We have another slut.
Put the producer on the phone. Put the producer on the phone.
These people are such a problem here.
Get your sound clip, Ari. Ari's like, hold on, everybody. Let me just tick, 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 tick.
And Kat is nowhere to be found.
Okay, I'm confused. What's happening? Wait, someone has to explain.
People that drink Fanta are...
Oh, jeez. Okay.
There are really a bunch of whores.
Wait, we just have to wait for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, go.
People that drink Fanta are...
They're nothing but fucking whores.
Do you even mean?
Wait, please explain. Okay, producer Kat, could you talk some... These two are being very facetious here.
Iman, like, I do feel like you deserve an explanation because we just called you a slut and a whore.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, all it's kind of late for you now.
Kat, do you want to explain the Fanta Orange thing?
Did you guys call my guest a slut?
And a whore.
Why?
Well, I think Helen Mirren called her a whore, but...
Okay, just
because
explain
she drinks
the Fanta
Fanta Orange.
Cece said, tweeted one day that people who drink Fanta Orange
Cece's
are sluts.
Tweets. They're very spicy.
Yes, and then, but the same day, she had a Snapchat holding a Fanta Orange in between her legs. So, yeah,
and
when
so
I drink Fanta Orange.
And so,
who drinks Fanta?
Why?
Ari's like, I work with these peeps.
Oh,
like,
he's with me.
I'm just going to be a normal person today.
Why?
So basically, that's the deal. If you come into the show and you drink a Fanta Orange, just prepare. Because, like, you will be brought down. And
then
you will
I've
be
been whoring
aware.
For the longest time.
Yeah. Did you
tell.
So what? So did you like my cream soda post that I did the other day?
That was so funny.
What did you do with the on Twitter? So you did a cream soda post.
I was drinking a cream soda and I was like, come at me, bitch.
So seeing as people who drink Fanta are sluts, what do you call people who drink cream soda? Come at me, bitch. I'm like, Stevie, I was just like minding my own business.
As you do.
Oh, hang on. Wait, producer Kat, you were actually leading us into our first talk topic, which is Bonang. Bonang is trending.
You're so bad at your job, Ari.
Useless. Wait, okay. Why? Bonang is trending. Why?
I don't know if she still is.
Oh,
but she
for
was.
The Revlon.
Yes, it was the Revlon doing
the
some
Revlon
huge
Love
thing
Me
in Cape Town.
Launch or something like that.
Yeah. Okay,
so
yeah.
She was trending for that, and she's putting snaps up and tweets out and whatever. It's a cool event.
I missed it. What?
I must go have a look. I'll go have a look now.
So last new
campaign, yeah.
So while everyone's googling on their Twittergrams,
Twittergrams.
Last night there was an event on in Joburg, and everyone was like tweeting pictures and hashtagging it, and I had no idea what product they were launching.
It's a hair product. It's Biosense.
I know, but like my point is that like there was not one product of what the actual, there was not one picture of the actual product. All it was like selfies.
Maybe it was like
and like red carpets. But that's just my
surprise.
Point. Yeah. No, we did a study with Gibbs and they basically pinned down this generation to like experienced generation.
Hmm.
So if you invite me to like a Revlon campaign, I'm not going there for you. I'm going there for the makeup, to get dressed, for the pictures, for the Instagram. So like it's gotten to a point now where advertisers are struggling to put out their products because we're the generation of experience.
Yeah.
And we don't really care about your product. So if you're going to have an event, you're going to have to put like your product in such a way that whenever I take a picture, your product comes through into
rather
the picture.
Than so that it's not just that I'm seeing the logo and I know what it's called.
Yeah.
You actually have like studios set up where people can take like pictures or selfies with giant things of hairspray or they're getting their hair done or
you
whatever.
You create
exactly.
the experience
exactly.
using the product.
Let's just open up a company, girl. You and me.
Right. On a roll today.
Let's shift gears.
Welcome to the ladies' roundtable.
That was like a full on branding discussion. Yeah. That was a lot. We've also got to talk about sex today. What is it?
Why are we always talking about sex?
And like, vaginas.
I'm fasting.
This
is awful. Guys, it's very
Is that part of it?
Wow.
Can you not talk about sex?
No, I can.
Oh, but you just can't have sex. It.
Yeah, you can't. Why do you
fast? Have you ever like broken the rule?
Why would I break the rule, guys?
But wait, but you can have it. You can have it after sunset, right?
Yes, if you're married.
Okay.
Stevie found a loophole.
No, it's not a loophole. It's actually been stated. Like, it's a rule.
Okay.
You can have.
Well, that's interesting because the topic here is what is the difference between sex when you're married and sex when you're single or dating? So in your context, it's that you can have sex because you are married while you're fasting.
Yeah, if you're married,
if
yes.
It's after sunset.
If you're not married.
But in general, you wouldn't be able to have sex.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, so that would just be a
the
general
the biggest
rule.
Difference between, which should be the case, between married sex and non-married sex should be a condom. But you'll find that these days it's not the case.
Mm.
People who are not married should not be having unprotected sex. That's my big difference.
I think that, you know, as people get older, the difference that they'll probably say between married sex and single sex is that you have much more of the one than the other.
Yeah. When you're single, like, sex is part of dating, like it's part of the game. But then when you're married, like there's work, there's kids, there's the house, there's like you get tired.
How has it changed for you, Stevie?
You got to schedule that shit.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Google Calendar.
Not like Google Calendar, but like you message like during the day and it's like, hey, it's on.
Doesn't that take it out of it a little?
You know what? It really does. And it's unfortunate. But then you can go like 2-3 weeks. Like if we're really busy, if Elle's traveling, like it gets hectic. And then it's I would rather have like, okay, cool. We've got to like actually, you know, connect a bit and get intimate than us going, oh my God, we haven't had sex in 2-3 weeks. And oh my God, we just have to have sex so that we can have sex.
Like, and then the other thing is that like when you're married, you take it for granted because then the person's like always there.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, I want to have sex, but it's like, I'm going to go home to him anyway.
Yeah. But also it's like, I mean, Elle's a really, really good looking guy.
Hell.
And
halala. Jaws up.
Hello.
I'd like to add that in.
He is.
Go on.
Okay.
He actually is.
He is. So, like, and so, of course, you know, I mean, it's weird because when you're dating someone and you look at them and you think, you look attractive, like, let's make this happen. But when you live with them, that attractive and appreciation turns into more of like I'm so lucky, you know, because you can't be like, hell damn, boy. Like, every 5 minutes. I mean,
you get
like,
over it. It's
there's,
like,
there's
you
like
get
pasta
used to
on
something.
The stove.
Yeah, and you've got pasta in the cupboard and you've had it for 10 years. Like, it's you appreciate the pasta, but you're not like, hey, pasta, so good to see you.
So, like, role play.
Do you do that?
Stevie, wow.
No, but you have to be, we have done that in the past. We don't do it anymore. But like, you just have to keep it spicy and keep it fresh.
I like role play.
I know, because
what roles are you playing, Sissy?
Can we discuss this? I'd actually like to understand what's happening right now.
Okay, so the other night.
I cannot believe you're about to tell this story.
This is great.
Oh my God.
You know I tell all my stories.
I know. Love you.
So the other night he was like, I can't believe I'm going to share this.
Is that where the like is coming from? Him?
Which one?
Lark.
No.
What happened?
So I went over. And then he was like, don't like wear anything. So I put on a coat and then I went over and I pretended like I just had a long day from work. And then I did the whole like reveal. Oh, babe, it's been such a long day. And then like he pretended as though he's like a CEO that's always had a long day. And then he like moved his tie. Like it was just so sexy. And then we had
sex. It is sexy.
Right. In winter though, like I was walking up to his apartment.
On your cookie line.
Oh my God.
On your cookie line.
Dude. So that was sexy. So there I was in like glasses and I pretending like I'm the
Was this in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Why were you wearing glasses?
Role play.
It's part of the look.
The streets weren't made for everyone, Iman. That's why they made sidewalks.
Oh, wow.
Sure. Stevie. Okay. That concludes
and
our...
And once I was a nurse.
Oh, did you get a
did
whole
Did you dress
outfit?
Up?
Yeah. We can rent one. So I was a nurse.
I wouldn't rent that outfit.
No, it's not that. It's not that disgusting. It's like really just an outfit.
No, I'm saying because like that's what happens in them. Oh. Like hashtag dry clean before I wear it.
Oh, I see.
Sure.
And then he was a doctor. And that was sexy.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, that concludes our fantastic discussion around sex. Hey! Iman is thinking, like, what the hell did I sign up for this afternoon?
I'm not sure. We're so sorry. We don't mean to overwhelm you. So sorry.
Okay, let's wrap it up with this. This was trending on Twitter. SA men break the internet. Producer Kat, why was this trending? What happened?
Can I tell you?
I don't know.
Iman, tell you. Yeah, what happened?
So this girl last night, like at about 11, so everybody's slumbering.
So annoying.
She's like, South African men are ugly. I think she said it in Xhosa because I saw Wetu and Ra.
Bobby.
She's like disgusted. She's like, you're short. You can't grow beards. Like, I was like, wow. Wow. So she fetched all South African men.
And said, when you guys go abroad, I'm sure you don't even like get ladies because you guys are so ugly.
But she wasn't lying, was she?
I know some very hot South African men. I've dated some very hot South African
men. This whole nationality thing is bullshit.
Yeah, but like, it's bullshit. But yeah. They are short. I mean, we do lack a lot of vitamin A in this country.
That
got awfully scientific.
Real quick. I don't know, man. Like, obviously, we're not as tall as German guys or not as tall as Kenyan guys. That's like a geographical thing, you know, where in those countries...
Not tall at all.
No, shame, guys. There are some really tall guys, like, really.
What
but
is
you can't
tall?
Do, like, a few. Like,
what is tall,
one
like, how many meters?
I'd say 1.8. I mean, I'm 1.73. So, 1.8 is... 1. Okay. No. There's a lot of 1.75.
Yo, I'm 1.64, so everyone's taller than me.
Yeah, everyone's taller than you. But, like, I'm not trying to date someone who's my height.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
I read yesterday, a little bit of a side thing. I read yesterday that, like, the scientifically... the sexiest woman in the world is like kind of like Kelly Brook, like really yeah. voluptuous and things like that. And also the perfect height is 1.68.
For a
hashtag
woman, really?
Hands up. Wow. That's me. That's my exact height.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry,
wow.
Iman.
Wow.
Sorry.
That got vain real quick.
All about me now.
Real quick.
Now everyone's tweeting pictures of ugly South African men under the hashtag. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. I'm sure.
How does one judge what's good looking, though? This
That's
is what I've
thing.
Always wanted.
Well, no, relative. Guys, no, it's not relative. Come on.
It is.
Let's
relative.
Not do this. Let's not do this.
I think it is.
Let's not do this.
Because in my group of friends, like, what I find extremely hot, my friends is like, oh, it's just some guy, you know? And then they'll bring some nasty looking guy around and tell me
they'll
it's
be like,
hot. I'm like,
guys, I just have issues with, like, getting heartbroken by someone who is unattractive.
Oh, I'm sorry. And we're saying I'm bringing the vanity
it would real quick. Well, you know, I don't have those problems because generally I do really good looking. So,
oh, hey.
I don't have those problems.
But you know what? It goes back to that tweet that I had a couple of weeks ago where, you know, why
speaking
a woman...
Speaking of your Twitter, we need to clean that up. You can't follow 8,000 people.
I just noticed that you follows 9,000 people. I was like, whoa.
Stop that nonsense.
Okay,
I'm embarrassed to know you right now.
When you were like, when you were getting on a Tamra and I was like, runs, hides in the corner. I was just like,
a hypocrite because I was going at Tamron
and
anything. You were there like ha 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 that time you just
like,
saying
I was like giggle
anyway you were
tell
saying.
Us
so I was saying how it's so funny that women are almost more offended by the person that their men cheat with than the fact that their men cheated in the first place. They always are like, with her, what difference does it make?
Because
if a guy
easier,
breaks your heart,
let me tell you, it's easier to hate the stranger because you love this person and you don't want to break up with this person. You don't want to leave this person. So when this person hurts you, they're the cure and the cause. You know, you want them to make it
but
okay.
But guys, also
so
it's disrespectful. It's also very disrespectful.
It doesn't really matter. He cheated, you know.
Yeah, he did cheat.
He betrayed your trust and that's where the focus should be.
I mean, you do take that, but then you also add the fact that where was he looking?
But what if she's hotter?
Then I don't. My
is
issue
is that better. Like, oh, okay. You were trading up. That
you
makes
hurt
sense
me.
To me.
It's all the same.
Yeah,
to me.
It is all the same. But like, it lessens the blow a bit. When I mean, she's hotter for me. I'm like, okay, look.
No,
that
you,
would
you don't
hurt
find it
me
wrong?
More.
I find it wrong completely. Fine, cheating is wrong.
So you're saying you find it wrong, but you understand?
No, I'm not
hotter.
Understanding. I'm just like, okay, look.
she was more attractive, so I can see.
I can see what you were going for there. Okay.
Women
okay.
give men an so, easy time when it comes to the stuff.
So, Iman, I think, Iman, later yes. on, you and Sese and I can all have a discussion about, like, gender, like, male-dominated societies yes. and how they make you think a certain way mm. and how they make you think that your thoughts are right because they're supporting the male, like, superiority within our society. But we'll chat about that later.
No, I still think, like, it's the same thing. Cheating no. for me with females and males, it's the same thing. Personally for me, but this is a personal thing. That's why it's an opinion.
Hello. Yeah, I know, but it's, like... But it's wrong.
No, no. We're coming back to the fact that it's an opinion.
Ari and I were just like...
Okay. That's it's always a difficult thing when someone's like, well, but that's just the way I think. It's like, yeah, but your thinking is wrong.
I think that we shouldn't even be... Well, that's...
It's a big issue, this.
My yeah. opinion. Yeah,
like, yes, your personal
opinion.
I mean, someone served 27 years for us to all have opinions.
He wasn't the only one.
You see? You understand.
Okay,
like,
yes, but someone, he didn't serve so that you could have an opinion about how your boyfriend cheating on you with a hotter girl is...
But that is not in the Constitution. The Constitution states that you are entitled to...
You're talking apples and oranges, yes.
Guys, can I just have my opinion in peace? Is it okay? I think that, like, we shouldn't even get to a point where we're explaining, you know, if the chick looked like this or she was like that or she was whatever. I think that, like, the conversation should actually just end on you cheated and what happens after that.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we've grown accustomed to making excuses or finding reasons or whatever bothers me.
You see, and this is a great opinion, and in an ideal world, of course, it makes a lot of sense. But I know for a fact that a lot of people think the way that you do, yeah. Iman, about this, and a lot of women will kind of try and make sense of it by the fact that she might have been hotter, or she might have been younger, or they'll try and make sense of it. Not that it's right, not that mm-hmm. it's wrong. It's wrong. But women very often give guys the easy route out.
And I understand why they did that, because the first question that comes to mind when someone cheats on you is why did you cheat? So when you're finding reasons for, okay, she was pretty, or you found a reason.
What if you've cheated on someone?
Have
and
you?
They've taken you back.
Your face looks very naughty right now.
But you see, it does. I think, and what I went on to say in the tweet is that I don't think cheating has anything to do with the person that's being cheated on. It is all about the cheater. And so it makes
it's hard to wrap your head around that.
How?
Because the reason that the person is cheating is their own internal reason. If they
aren't able to control themselves. They want the reason they're cheating is because they want to have sex at 12 o'clock at night.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying it has nothing to do. Yeah. So it's not because you weren't pretty enough. It's not because you weren't young enough. It's not because you weren't smart enough. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
All right, we got to get closing lines here.
Always, it comes so fast.
Me too. I'm so sad.
Okay. Well, we've got
your
lines.
You are like Oprah today.
Right.
Like, you had so much wisdom in
you. But I always have wisdom.
Do you have a straw and I could just stick it in your
ear? I asked for closing lines. Let's see if Iman understood the brief.
In terms of what?
Final lines, thoughts for the week ahead.
What is it? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Shucks, what a shit week.
But it's Tuesday.
Mic, I guess.
She didn't get the brief.
None of you got the brief. It's a disaster. Producer
I have
Kat,
a closing line.
How did we get these three in here?
Guys, I think Iman is traumatized. I don't know why I put her on this panel.
I'm not sure.
Like, I need to bring her back by herself so we can actually get to know who she is.
Her left eye is twitching right now.
No, I think she fits right in. She didn't get the brief. Let me do a closing line. Let me show them how closing
show
line
them.
Is done. So my closing line for the day is that you need to actively chase your dreams. We live in a country where or in an era where everyone's trying to be someone and be something. And if you're not actively chasing your dreams, then you're not going to get to where you need to be. So be active, go out there and do you.
Power. Stevie?
My closing line is in a little bit in relation to what's happening in our country today in Tshwane. And I just want to say to everyone, like, you know, take count to 10 and think of this. This is the decision that you want to make today. And if you're not involved in it, just be safe and peace and love, people.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2016. I think people need to arm themselves with information because we have so much abundant resources. Information and resource together gives you the perfect dream. And I think that's what we need to do as a country, as South Africa, use our resources, use the information we have and build a better country.
Power. Very, very cool. Iman, thank you so much for being our special guest. It's at Iman Mkwanazi on Twitter. It's Sese Detiwe and, of course, Stevie French Essay as well on the social medias. Ladies, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Bye. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.